It's a year of learning halacha in our yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. Those who are learning chulin for the first perakim, the later perakim, it's a year of learning halacha nonetheless. And whenever you learn, just because you're learning gitin, just because you're learning hisachim, doesn't mean you're not learning halacha. Whenever you're learning, there is always, oftentimes, a little dot on the side of a little letter on the side of the page that tells you where to look in Shulchan Aruch. So essentially, whenever you learn Gemara, you're learning halacha, Baruch Hashem. Just some years it's more prominent and relevant than others. So when it comes to learning halacha, you might notice that going to the Ashkenazi shiurim, you hear a torrent of ideas, and you don't have clear conclusions of what the halacha is. And that's for a number of reasons. We are blessed to be Sfaradim, who have a much clearer sense of how halacha is decided, because we were privileged to have two great gedolim, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, who told us exactly what the halacha is. And we, as a community, as Klal Yisrael, Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, accepted the Shulchan Aruch. In Eretz Yisrael Mitzrayim, they accepted the Rambam. And then, post-expulsion, 1492, 1500, post-expulsion, when everyone was moving around and being sent around the world, tons of people landed in Eretz Yisrael. And there was a rabbi in Safat. His name was Rav Yosef Karo. He said that we need to find a way to be able to guide everybody. I want to tell the locals what to do, but they're all Rambamniks. And there are a lot of people here from Spain. They follow the Rosh and the Rif in Spain. What am I supposed to do? So he made a rule. Also Ashkenazim, who followed the Balei Tosafot, fine. He said, I'm not going to be able to decide who's right. Everybody's great. Kulam gedolim etovim. Can't decide who's right. Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim likes to say, from his Rebbe of Ezra Atiyah, Rosh Hashiva Parat Yosef, that you can't take massive mountainous diamonds and measure them on a gram scale. Your scale is going to break. So too, Gedolei Yisrael, we're little gram scales. They're massive diamonds. We can't tell you who's right. Oh, the Rashba says this, that the Rambam is wrong because of that Gemara. But the Rambam can respond to another Gemara. I'm not going to be able to tell you who's right because everyone has an answer to a question. It's not going to be possible. But we have to live. We have to do something. So he made a rule. He made a famous rule. That whenever he picked three amudei hora'ah, three pillars of Pesach, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, and he decided that whenever the rove of them say something, the majority says something, we'll follow the majority. And there are extra rules when there is no majority. But either way, that's the majority, and that's what we're going to do, and that's how we're going to decide halakha, and we're going to write a sefer called Beit Yosef, where I'll tell you all of that super clearly, and I'll write you a sefer called Shulchan Aruch, where I will tell you the bottom lines very concisely. That doesn't mean that anything that's omitted from Beit Yosef is not accepted the halacha. Someone should open his eyes and notice how Maran wrote the Beit Yosef also. So if it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, don't worry. It's okay. He wrote it too. He wrote it somewhere else. It's okay. Now, what exactly happened after that? I can tell you just to summarize, say it very, very quickly, superficially, and then you can look in the Baruch Hashem, the Klal Yapsak Svarim are not few. What happened after that was every single Sfaradi community in the world, maybe even Teimanim, accepted the Shulchan Aruch, Lahalacha, Lemaaseh, as their Posek and as their Rav, in place of the Rambam. The Rambam left, Shulchan Aruch came in. We'll see if the Rambam is still around later, but the Rambam left, the Shulchan Aruch came in. Even Ashkenazim, the Raman, the Maharshal, who were the big guns in Ashkenaz at the time, said that Nisi Elohim Atah B'tochenu. They said, Maran Beit Yosef is the greatest posek around. And they have very, very, very good things to say about him. But they say, listen, your rule is a little bit imbalanced. The Rif is a Sfaradi. The Rambam basically always says what the Rif says. The Rosh is an Ashkenazi who became Sfaradi. So yeah, he'll mention the Balei HaTosafot, but he himself is Mishuchna to the Rif. That's not fair. There are a million Balei HaTosafot out there. Every shtetl had its Rav in Europe. But the way you do it, our minhagim fall into question. We can't follow that. So, but we accept really what you say. We just have our minhagim on top of that. That's what the Rama says in the Haktamah to Sefer Torah HaShem. Okay, there's a shoot. Also, fine. So, therefore, Ashkenazim had to have their own Piskei Halacha, but they agree that we have to follow Shulchan Aruch as well. What happened after that was that there was a lot of discussion amongst the Sfaradim, granted, Kibalnu Aleinu Horaot Maran. We accept the rulings of Shulchan Aruch upon ourselves as our Rav, as our Mara Da'atra, wherever we are, and we follow what he says. How do we do that? To what extent were we accepted, we accept what he said? To what extent did he mean what he said? When he said we follow the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, and the majority, what does that mean? Does that mean that he knows, therefore, this is the halacha? Or probably this is the halacha? Is it b'torat vaday? Or is it b'torat safek? If Maran himself isn't sure, then that opens room for other safeko to come and turn the tables in favor of other posikim. The rule of safek v'rachol l'hakel, for example, fits more nicely in when you say it's b'torat safek than when you say it's b'torat vaday. And when Shulchan Aruch writes two opinions, he writes satam. He doesn't introduce it. He just says this is the halacha. But yesh omerim v'yesh omerim or v'yesh osrim v'yesh misha omer. How do you approach that? Whenever there's a satam v'yesh, what is the approach that we're supposed to have when we want to know what does Shulchan Aruch hold? Well, first of all, you can open your eyes and look in the Beit Yosef first and see what it says. You're not blind. You should understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you many Svarim to learn, including the one that he wrote first. Fine. But let's say you can't figure it out. So there are rules. The Ramah Mifano is famous for telling us, Sitam V'yesh? No, guys, you're Svaradim. Halacha Kistam. Good. There's another rule. Yesh V'yesh? Halacha Ke? You have two Yesh Omerims? Halacha Ke? Yesh Batra. You have to follow the second Yesh. You and I grew up in a world where Rav Ovadia was king. But I can tell you that these things weren't as clear-cut, and at Ayom they're not as clear-cut as we just said that they are. Halacha ki yesh, halacha kistam. What does that mean? Let's say I say it's mutar to do something. Ve'esh omrim it's asur to do something. Somebody comes and asks me a question, what's the halacha about something? What am I supposed to tell him? Well, Maran said, b'torat vaday. So halacha kistam, vaday, follow the satam. That's Rav Ovadia. Says Chachamim Tzion, no, Maran is b'torat safek. When he tells you two opinions, he's telling you this is the halacha and the satam. The yesh is you should be machmir when you can. Halacha kistam, yeah, but if you can be machmir easily, you tell him the yesh. Someone comes and asks you what's halacha by something. Something is asur. Unless you really need to, then you can follow the satam. That's a very basic overview. There's a whole chart that somebody made of all the stam v'yesh. Six or nine different shitot, how to understand, have said Merubeh, what if the Satam is Machmir and the Yesh is Mekel? There's a lot to talk about. And in practice, if a person is a Chacham Avadyanik versus a person who's a Chacham Ben Zionik, in Orla Zion, there are going to be different outcomes in how to follow the Halacha. Rav Avadya is very simple. Satam, V'yesh, Halach, Yisam, L'Hachmir, L'Hakel, everything. Chacham Ben Zion gets very complicated. No, you should only follow the Satam when it is Machmir. Otherwise, follow the Yesh, unless it's you can follow Bimekel like the Stam in certain situations. And this takes care of many contradictions. Throughout Shulchan Aruch, you would wish it would be clearer. You would wish it would be more consistent. But oftentimes you'll find that he'll say one thing in one Siman, and another Siman he'll say the exact opposite. So Chacham Ben Zion says, yeah, one is Ikar Hadin, and the other one is the Chumrah for the other one. Or in each case, he was Machmir for a different Shita. But in Achinami, there's a Stam that he follows. So this would allow you to resolve many different issues, and then when the Ben Ish Chai is machmir against the Maran, don't start crying. The Ben Ish Chai understood, halacha kistam, but you have to be machmir for the yesh omerim. And therefore also, safek brachol lehakel neged Maran, because it's Torah safek, and anyway, Maran would want you to be machmir for the other opinion. That is the approach of Chacham Ben Zion of Ashao. It is very well written in the beginning of Chelek Bet of Or LeZion. It wasn't necessarily written by him. That's politics for another time. Ask your local Sephardic authority about how you should approach that. Now, by the way, Chacham Ovadia wrote this in everywhere. Every sefer is full of Rav Ovadia propaganda or Rav Ovadia Torahs, however you want to look at it. And Chavadat Chelekei, there's a kuntres there, but there's really everywhere you look, you'll find this. Now, who's the third approach? Going to the three major approaches, the three contemporary Amudei Hora'av, the Sfaradim, is Chacham Mordechai Eliyahu. Chacham Mordechai Eliyahu says, listen, we have a Mesorah. The Ben Ish Chai is king. Ben Ish Chai came and took Maran, the Shulchan Aruch, he took the Arizal, and he said, they're wonderful, let's synthesize the two. Except there's a difference. Even Chacham Ben Zion agrees to the following point. Kibalnu Aleinu Horaot Maran, B'Torat Safek. And Kibalnu Aleinu Horaot Ha'arizal, B'Torat Vaday. So therefore, whenever the Arizal contradicts Maran, follow the Arizal. And that's the synthesis between Halacha and Kabbalah, between Maran and the Arizal through the Ben Ish Chai. And the Ben Ish Chai is the Posik Acharon, you have to follow him. On top of that, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu adds, and you should know this, whenever you open a sefer or look at a pesach from Chacham Mordechai Eliyahu, in addition to being Rishon LeZion and a great Dayan, you have to understand, Chacham Mordechai Eliyahu's approach was, you must always be machmir to satisfy all opinions. Ashkenazi, Sfaradi, Sioni, Charedi, lo mishanet. You have to always be machmir to satisfy all opinions. If you have a major need, so we can start being mekel. That was his approach, and you have to understand, if you are a Mordechai Eliyahunik, that's why things are different. Because he was always machmir for the other approach. Unless you have dire circumstances, in which case you can be mekel, ayin the sefer darkei tara, and compare it to tarat havayit, and you'll notice there are massive differences in Hilchot Nidah, for example. That's Chacham Mordechai Eliyahu and Chacham Etzion and Rav Ovadia. One little nafkamina to think about is what happens if you forget Retzev Achlitzenu. Retzev Achlitzenu on Shabbat, Shulchan Aruch says, first two Seudot, you're chayav to go back if you forget it during Birkat HaMazon. So that Shlishit is the Machloket Rishonim anyway, if you need to have bread. So Maran says, Safek Bracha Olahakel. You don't have to say it. You don't have to say it, go back. If you forget Retzev Achlitzenu, so that Shlishit, you don't have to go back. The Arizal says, you're chayav in bread. You're chayav in Seudah Shlishit. Therefore, the Arizal says, you have to go back. So what does Rav Avadia do? Maran, Arizal, Hilchot Brachot. We're going to say Savik Brachot La'akel, even neged Maran, Kol Shekein neged the Arizal. The Ben Ish Chai says, are you kidding? Okay, Savik Brachot La'akel neged Maran, but Chas Shalom neged Arizal? No way! We'll never say that. And you look through the postgame, Rav Avadia says, don't go back. Rav Avadia says, go back. Because Rav Avadia, the Kafachayim, they follow that Masoret, That tradition of synthesizing halakha and Kabbalah is primary. Now, what about the Ashkenazim? We went through the three modern-day Amudei Horas, Sfaradim, Rav Ovadia, Maran, Legamre. Chacham Etzion, Maran, but always be Machmir, because Maran wants it to be Machmir. And Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, whatever Maran said, great. If the Arizals were Machmir, go for it, and everybody else, you should also. You should always go in for everybody else. Those are the three approaches. What about the Ashkenazim? The Ashkenazim, Kol Echad Ve'Echad, and as everything, every Ashkenazi, this is the reality of the Ashkenazi world, right? They'd be historically, because they're always spread out in different little communities and always have different factions, leads lots of them to always have every posik has his own thing, and there is no clear cut approach, Kabbalat Hora'ah, that you have to follow. Even the Ramah, they're not so loyal to. Their fidelity to the Ramah, just look at a page of Shulchan Aruch and see how often the Shach and the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, everyone argues with the Ramah. It's not as clear. Though we are very blessed. We are very fortunate that when we learn Halakha, we don't come out of Shir and say, I have no idea how to paskin from the Halakha Shir that I just went to. As a very, very fine superstar Bachar told me last night at 11 o'clock, after he just finished learning through a certain section of Shulchan Aruch, he has no idea how to paskin. And he looked at me and he's like, he wanted to look up Halakha and Hilchot Yishul, so I showed him the Ben Ishchai, I showed him the Kaf HaChaim, I showed him the Rav Avadia, because he was looking for it anyway. And he's like, you Sfaradim are so lucky. You know what to do. And I said, yes, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Adonai L'Olam, Amen V'Amen.